This is Debelu Gallico, book 5, chapter 30. And it'll be the whole chapter. All right, so start with hac disputatione habita, with this argument having been held in utrumque partem, on either side. So what he means is on both sides. Cum resisteretur acriter, when it was being fought against bitterly, or when it was being resisted strenuously, a cota primisque ordinibus, by cota in the first ranks. Sabinus inquit, so Sabinus says, vincite, si ita vultis, win, if so you wish it, so prevail, if so you wish it. Et id clariore voce inquit, and he said it with a louder voice, ut magna pars militum exaudiret, so that a great portion or a large part of the soldiers would hear. Neque is assum, nor am I the sort, he says, qui ex vobis, who from among you mortis periculo by fear of death, or by danger of death, gravissime terrear. So nor am I the sort who from among you by the danger of death most seriously am scared. He sapient, these men will know, si quid gravius accidit, if something more serious will have occurred. Obste from you, rationem reposcent, they will demand an explanation. Qui, these men who, si per te liciat, if by you it would be allowed, conjunctus having been joined, perindio die, on the day after tomorrow, cum proximis hibernis, with the next winter camp. Let's see, sustineat would endure, communem causum belli, would endure the common outcome of the war, cum reliquis, with the others, and non rejecti et relegati longe, and not cast out and removed far ab cateris from the rest, interiat would they perish out fero out fame, either by sword or by hunger. Okay, so retranslating it all one more time. So this argument, having been held on either side, when it was being resisted strenuously by cota in the first ranks, prevailed, said Sabinus, if so you wish it. And he said it with a louder voice that a great portion of the soldiers might hear him. Nor am I the man among you who is most powerfully alarmed by danger of death. These will know it. They will demand an explanation from you, these men who, if it were permitted by you, united 3 days hence with the nearest winter camps, may encounter the common condition of war with the rest, and not cast out and removed from the rest, would they perish either by sword or by hunger. All right, so this is Sabinus's kind of compensating for the weakness of his argument. And Cota and the others are still fighting back against him at this point.